USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Travelers are traveling and shoppers are shopping, just like the predictions for this Thanksgiving holiday period. Shoppers, though, are also preparing their trigger fingers to click up the best deals on Cyber Monday. Shoppers expect to spend almost $1,000 on gifts this holiday season on average. That's about where the 2019 levels for spending during the holidays were. President Biden has returned from his holiday on Nantucket Island. He was at the White House getting an immediate briefing on COVID-19 and the new variant. Republican U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana speaking about the importance of vaccinations in the face of this latest variant.
Get vaccinated. If you meet the guidelines, go ahead and get your booster shot. And so follow the recommendations. As a physician, I would just say follow the recommendations on who to be vaccinated.
That from ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The man who used to be called Donald Trump's fixer, Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, thinks the former president could be indicted soon on campaign finance violations.
They are going after Donald. They're going after Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, a whole slew of individuals.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the president's former personal attorney blasted the Trump organization for what he called grifting supporters and its complicity in the crimes which landed Cohen in prison in 2018. He was released last week from a 3-year prison sentence for tax fraud. He's also accusing Trump of delaying an announcement that he's going to run for president in 2024 to keep earning money off his supporters. Cohen is the author of Disloyal, a memoir in which he recollects his time working with former President Trump, his felony convictions, and other personal affairs. The New York Giants have retired Hall of Famer Michael Strahan's number 92 jersey, and this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Lawmakers will be returning to Capitol Hill this upcoming week, and debate is expected to quickly resume on the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights, getting that bill done, restoring the Senate. He is talking to us about this bill. When I look at this drama in the next month, I break it down into a mini-series. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
Washington State is bracing for possible heavy flooding, especially along the Canadian border. The National Guard is on standby. A woman is now facing charges after she allegedly assaulted 2 flight attendants on a Spirit Airlines plane. The woman allegedly yelled at cops to shoot her. Later admitting that she had been drinking a lot, she was restrained with zip ties by fellow passengers. And comedian Dave Chappelle says he'll decline his former high school honoring him if his critics donate more money than his supporters. He laid down the challenge on social media. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.